Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is. Well, it's Muck and Fun Day. It's also the last 31st day of July. The last day of July. Man alive, where did it go? Ooh, that hurts. That hurts. It hurts. 2017. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in star 6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 80 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 94 today. The dog days of August arrived today early, it would seem, man. It's going to be hot, hot, hot this week. And, well, it'll be the last of it because then it'll cool down towards the end of August. And, I mean, I was standing out there this morning. You know, it warmed up. It was probably about 70 degrees out there, and the wind was rustling through the trees, through the leaves in the trees, and I just got that fall feeling, and it depressed me is what it did. That being said, let's see what we're going to jump into here today. ICE not alerted when sex assault suspect released from jail in 2016, official says. And we covered this back when they had this son of a bitch in jail. I mean, when he had got arrested the last time, remember we were talking about him chasing him down the border? No, they got him back up there in Portland, and they turned his ass loose, and he got him another woman. We'll talk about that and kind of compare it with what's going on with the Bundys there in Las Vegas. And we'll do that as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTV.
Old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by July 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is July 31st.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat. Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueNutritionNow.com. That's TrueNutritionNow.com. Then call 520-829-1133. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. ICE not alerted when sex assault suspect released from jail in 2016, official says. And like I said, how did he ever get released from jail? I mean, he took it off. He assaulted some woman up there in Portland. I think they caught him down by the border. They must have brought him back up to Portland and put him, you know, took him in, just released him again. So now he's got another, you know, attacked another woman. And meanwhile, those Bundys, man, no bail for them. People never harmed anybody. That one guy just got 68 years in jail, never harmed anybody. But, man, these third worlders coming up here raping and murdering. I guess that must be what they want. You think? This is from KGW. A man accused of breaking into a 65-year-old woman's home, sexually assaulting her, and stealing her car was arrested after allegedly assaulting another woman and running from police. So he's got two more women. Sergio Jose Martinez, 31, was caught July 24th after officers chased him through a neighborhood. According to court documents filed in March 2017, Martinez has a history of illegal entry into the United States. He also has a history of attacking women. He has been a transient in the Portland area for more than a year and has been deported 20 times. Martinez has at least five, but they keep, you know, they come, just let him right out of jail. Who's more dangerous here, people? Those Bundys? That 68-year-old man or 57-year-old man that got 68 years? More dangerous than this son of a bitch? They'll release him again, too. Watch what I tell you. Martinez has at least five probation violations for reentry into the United States. His most recent removal was in November 2016. So they didn't even prosecute him for what he did to that woman back then, put him back into Mexico because he was down at the border. Evidently, he's back. Back to the sanctuary city known as Portland, Oregon, according to the March court documents. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, lodged an immigration detainer against Martinez, asking authorities to notify them before releasing Martinez to allow ICE to take him into custody. The Department of Homeland Security said a detainer was requested for Martinez in December 2016, but he was released into the community and authorities did not notify ICE. But man, you got to keep them Bundys. And them people, you know, they're dangerous. They're going to hurt somebody, don't you know? They harmed no one. Neither did that 57-year-old man. Neither did Lavoie Finnegan, who got murdered. This is the total in your face, people. Earlier this year, Monmouth County leaders and Sheriff Mike Reese wrote a letter to the community saying, the sheriff's office does not hold people in county jails on ICE detainers. But, you know, if the federal government wants them held there in Portland like they did, you know, they were even when they were on trial up here, the people that were on trial up here in Portland, when they were in trial, they held them for the federal government, didn't they? If it was, it's an American, you know, shouting about the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, oh, man, put them in a dungeon. Hold them there. Well, how long? Oh, even when the guys were acquitted up in Portland, remember the lawyer getting beaten down and tased? They didn't want to release. The feds didn't have any paper to hold them people on, and they did, but they didn't want to release. So, by God, you know what? They tased the goddamn attorney, and they held them anyway, didn't they? What's the agenda here, people? But he was released into the community earlier this year. Okay, the sheriff's office does not hold people in county jails on ICE detainers or conduct any immigration enforcement actions. Prior to the July, like, you know, there was a couple of attorneys up on the goddamn stupid box Fox News, and they were talking about this case. And they were, the one attorney suggested, you know, civil suits against these officials here for you know, these people getting loose and goddamn attacking people. Women. This woman in her own home, a 65-year-old woman. And the other fella, he goes, I think they should go criminal with it because they are obstructing justice and harboring fugitives. Yes, they are. We've been saying it all along. And here you have this guy. Yeah, they are. Of course they are. But nobody, but it's like Hillary Clinton. We just can't prosecute them. because we won't prosecute our own people, the communists tell me. Prior to the July 24 arrest, Martinez's criminal record shows a felony conviction for burglary and three misdemeanor convictions for battery, theft, and obstructing a public officer. The court document also said he told investigators in March that he has a long history of using methamphetamine and was currently using on a daily basis. Well, of course, this is who they cater to. This is who they're advocating for, people. You're paying them for your own, for this shit to come down on you. The new charges Martinez is facing include first-degree kidnapping, first-degree robbery, two counts, second-degree assault, first-degree sex abuse, first-degree sodomy, and first-degree burglary. They turned him loose to do this to these people. Police said Martinez broke into the 65-year-old woman's home in the 1700 block of Northeast Irving Street Monday morning and physically and sexually assaulted a woman before stealing her 2011 silver Toyota Prius. The court document said Martinez entered the woman's bedroom through a window that she left open due to the heat. He spoke calmly and quietly, ordering the woman onto the ground where he tied her hands and feet and blindfolded her. Martinez threatened to kill the woman while he sexually assaulted her, according to the probable cause affidavit. Before he left, he punched her in the head several times and slammed her head onto a wood floor. These people should be held criminally liable. They should be put in jail for obstruction of justice. They should be put in jail for harboring a fugitive, a dangerous fugitive. And they should be accomplices to these goddamn crimes that were just committed. Excuse me. Martinez left, taking the woman's phone with him. She went to a neighbor's house to call 911. Police responded to the home just after 6 a.m. The woman's car was found Monday night near Southeast 99th Avenue and Stark Street. Later Monday evening, officers were called to a reported disturbance between a man and a woman in the basement of a parking garage near the 2100 block of North East Hazley Street. Police said the suspect, Martinez, was armed with a knife and assaulting yet another woman. How much of this shit are we going to take, people? Unbelievable. Quite believable. Actually par for the course, isn't it? Donald Trump declares war on people's rights, Bill of Rights, and sanctions Red Terror police state, and he did. I mean, this is what we told you was coming down. This is what we told you that son of a bitch was in there for, and here we have it. I mean, coming to fruition right in front of your eyes. This is from Huffington Post. It was sent in by Angel for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. President Donald Trump received applause on Friday when he endorsed police brutality while delivering a speech to law enforcement officers on Long Island, New York. What's wrong with this picture, people? Land of the free, home of the brave, you know, your Bill of Rights and all that. And you remember Donald Trump standing up and going, we're going to obey that Constitution. Just we remove the Bill of Rights and we just obey each other because that's all the rest of the Constitution is. It's about a goddamn monarchy. The president suggested that officers should hit suspects' heads on doors of their police cars. And Mark talks about this all the time, and I've seen it myself, experienced it myself. They try to use the car to injure you, to hurt you, because they want to hurt people because they're sadistic, saddest sons of bitches. Encouraged it. And he must not represent, everybody who a cop grabs, I mean, these corporate enforcers grabs a hold of, oh, they're guilty and they deserve to be punished. I mean, on the spot, Donald Trump's declared everybody guilty, hasn't he? Without due process of the law. Without any process whatsoever. Trump said, let's see here, when you see these towns and when you see these thugs being thrown into the back of a paddy wagon, you just see them thrown in rough. And I said, please don't be too nice, Trump said, because they're all guilty. And we've talked about this before. You know, he'll talk about Chicago, you know, the crime wave, the corporate created crime wave in Chicago, the killings and all that shit. Just like when we talk about them going into the inner city and finding an apartment full of little children living in their own feces. And then they said, well, we got to crack down. And where they go? They go out in the burbs. Because that's the people they cannot stand. These son of a bitches serve them a purpose. The gangsters like this last bastard we were talking about, this foreigner in here raping women and sodomy. sodomized the woman and then had a knife on another one. But by the time they caught the bastard after 20 times of being deported, and like I said, when we covered this last time, how did he ever get out of jail? He absconded. They caught him down at the damn border, people. And he didn't even come back to Portland, evidently. They threw his ass across. He went back down to Mexico, came straight back up to Portland, got some more women. But, man, I mean, the police, man, they got to be able to brutalize people like you and me, these illegal police. And, you know, the people who speak out against the police and say that, you know what, this is not sanctioned by the people. The people have never granted any such authority to any corporate police. We are not supposed to be policed. We police each one another through our common law courts and our constables and our sheriffs who assist us in the actions we have to take if we have to take an action against another person. And it is all documented. The affidavits are in place. Or you do not walk up to it. But no, not Trump. No, he didn't let you. I mean, I guarantee he supports stop and frisk. I mean, you should be able to stop. I mean, if you're not one of these dirty, low-life scumbag criminals, you should be supporting this 100%, right? Because they don't never go and beat the hell out of anybody but a low-life criminal. They don't shoot nobody but criminals. I mean, it's like the DA down here, but I mean, he's since dead, good riddance to bad rubbish. But came out in the paper and said they don't arrest anybody who isn't guilty. This is a totalitarian police state, and this son of a bitch Donald Trump is gobbling it up. He loves it, people. Make no mistake. Like when you guys put somebody in the car and you're protecting their head. You know, the way you put your hand over, whoever wrote this, like, don't hit their head, and they've just killed somebody. Yeah, that's only people they put in cars, or the people have just, that's brutal. Brutally beat them. Don't hit their head, I said. You can take the hand away, okay? He added. His remarks received significant applause from the sadistic sons of bitches who get off on hurting people, who get off on beating autistic children, tasing children, killing 94-year-old men in their own goddamn houses. This is what we're talking about here, people. Trump also made the dubious claim that laws were horrendously stacked against police officers and said he wants to change those laws. You know what's coming, people? Now, you go back prior to Dirty Harry era. Boy, that's a tough one to say. You go back prior to Dirty Harry. And, I mean, the propaganda push. You watched all those old Dirty Harry, you know, Magnum Force and all that bullshit. That damn, the rights, how they get, you know, they had the guy that's, you know, he killing little children. He's just a no good son of a bitch and murder, and he just keeps getting out. They saw him do it, but somebody, you know, there was a loophole because of that damn Bill of Rights. And then think back prior to that, how things were. I mean, you said, I want my constitutional rights, and that's what people said. They didn't know no goddamn better. I want my constitutional, and they stood up and took, oh, you know, it was a bad thing. And they had their propaganda push with Dirty Harry. I mean, you know, that bad old guy, the law protecting, this is the same shit. So what we've seen in the escalation due to that, he's getting ready to do again is what I'm telling you. You watch what I say doesn't come to fruition, and I mean soon. They want to up it again. I mean, we are living in a goddamn red terror right now. They want to up it. They want to double it. They want to triple it. They want to put dissent in the ground. And I guarantee you, we're going to put those laws on the books. I mean, this statement, I mean, horrendously stacked against police. Is anybody, I mean, are you out there? Is anybody buying that shit? You know, when I put this article up, I think Mary sent it in, or Angel did. And I added, you know, I put the videos from Kelly Thomas, James Boyd, Garner, what the heck was his name? Garner there in New York, where they strangled him to death on the sidewalk. I put up the one where the guy getting shot by the woman cop gets out. And I mean, the guy's hands are straight up in the air. They're out in the middle of nowhere on a big flat and just gunned his ass down. I put up Lavoie Finnegan's murder. I put up the Branch Davidians' murder of 17 children. Murder. And none of these people are, I put up Ruby Ridge, the movie, for people to watch. Vicky Weaver, shot in the head, holding her little baby. Sammy Weaver, 14 years old, shot in the fucking back, right on his dad's property by people that were there without warrant. He didn't know. That little boy just got killed. These son of a bitches. I mean, and what? Spike brought this up because he brought the article up. It's a good article. We should be hammering on it. What happened to these bastards? What happened to Ron Horiuchi, who shot Vicky Weaver right in her fucking head in her house with her little baby in his in her arms? What happened to him? Nothing. The state of Idaho actually got an indictment against the son of a bitch. And you know what they said? He has federal immunity. He can murder people and there is no consequence to it. What happened to Lavoie Finnegan out there? It's been proved. Oh, they remember when the reports come out? I guess we're supposed to have that memory span of a piece of cabbage. But when the reports, it was a police stop, and then it was just a common police stop, and they shot, there was only three shots fired, and because he pulled a gun on him, freaking lie. I mean, God damn it. I mean, they would convict one of us on circumstantial evidence knowing we were perfectly innocent just because they want to. There is no freaking law. They killed Lavoie Finnegan. They murdered the man on the side of the goddamn road. And then when it's discovered, oh, yeah, there's a hail of bullets because one of them girls had a goddamn cell phone on inside of it. And there was a hail of bullets. We never did get to see that rig, did we? But there was a hail of bullets. It was an ambush. It was designed to murder people. That was your good old police. And of course, they're all incarcerated, right? They're under indictment. They're going to go to prison for what they did out there in that Oregon desert, right? No, Donald, here's your boy Donald Trump, that dirty piece of garbage. God, I cannot think of a word vile enough to describe what I think of that two-bit charlatan. Honorable, horrendously stacked against police officers and said he wants to change those laws. My God, people, here it comes. You want to see what a hardcore, goddamn, East German Stasi police state looks like? Hold on to your hat, because here she comes. Trump also made the dubious, Okay, for years and years, laws have been made to protect the criminal. It's Dirty Harry. I mean, you're going to see, I bet you see a like of these pig shows that are on every week. It's going to turn to that. You're going to see the movies coming out with the Dirty Harry thing, where he just takes law into his own hands because the goddamn Bill of Rights is just protecting these wretched murderers. No, when they get a wretched murderer, a wretched rapist, like this son of a bitch that we were talking about in the previous article, what do? They turned him loose. And then you take some people who were just standing up for their goddamn rights, like out in there in Nevada. Although you put them into the life imprisonment, man. How about that? Because the laws are stacked against the police, man. There is no goddamn law. This is a totalitarian dictatorship. And you son of a bitch, Trump, you nothing, son of a bitch. You know, I see this punk, this piece of shit, I guarantee he's never been in a fight in his whole frickin' sorry ass life. But I see this piece of shit punk standing up there like he could stand up to anybody. You've always had a pig to hold your hand, haven't you, Donnie? Did they force the girls for you like they did for Billy Clinton? You nothing, you ballless, nutless piece of shit. Did they? You ever fought anybody, any man to man, you son of a bitch? Because I know you ain't, because you're a goddamn punk. You're a pussy. You're a coward. You're a spineless piece of shit. And you're a liar. A blatant, bald-faced liar. Oh, we're going to obey the Constitution. We're going to ship them all out of here. All the goddamn lies. And I don't want to hear none of you monkey boogering bastards come up and try to defend this son of a bitch anymore. I hope that one of you good Trump supporters today gets pounded down into the fucking ground, or maybe your grandma stomped and tased to death today by your pig state that you support. Where were we? Laws have been to protect criminals. You bet you they have. Trump said, totally protect the criminal, not the officers. Oh, you goddamn right. That's just like, you're so fucking dumb, I could sell you dirt. You really think, though? You don't even got 25% no more, you two-bit charlatan son of a bitch. You have to get a goddamn Boy Scout jamboree so you can spread the camera out again, huh? I noticed your camera shot started getting narrower and narrower and narrower, you two-bit con man. Another year, everybody will have your ass figured out, you piece of shit. And anybody that backs this shit is not an American. You don't call yourself an American. You need to get the hell out of this country. Pig state. And remember, all of these cops we're talking, anything besides a constable or a sheriff's deputy or a deputy constable is fucking illegal. Unauthorized. They're supposed to be elected from among us. And they are supposed to hold a separate office. A people's office, not a goddamn government office. And you sure as hell ain't supposed to have armies of corporate police policing the people in their private lives. And by God, you know what, people? They know it. They know it. You know it. You're just allowing it. You're not doing anything about it. We're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat. Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueNutritionNow.com. That's TrueNutritionNow.com. Then call 520-829-1133. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by July 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10-cent guarantee is July 31st.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbulumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
I'm going this time, I don't care what you say. I'm going.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific Time, and that was Drown Me Slowly with Audio Slave. And yeah, sickening enough, man. Rand Paul blocks NDAAO over indefinite detention. Oh, really? Somebody, I mean, maybe he read the Bill of Rights or something. I don't know what happened here. But, you know, one of the commenters come up and said, you know, kudos to Rand Paul for at least, you know, bringing us forth. And, exactly. You know, I've been thinking about it. And, you know, we had a choice between Hillary Clinton and getting the goddamn thing going. And that's what I wanted. Or Donald Trump. But if you retards, we're not going to vote to get this goddamn war going. I mean, Rand Paul is, I mean, he's a scumbag. He's a traitor. But he's a way lesser traitor than that Donald International billionaire Trump is. This is from Activist Post. It was sent in by Joe from Mass Private Eye for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Senator Rand Paul, Republican Kentucky, has blocked a motion by Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Republican Kentucky, to advance the 2018 National Defense Authorization Act, the massive military spending bill, saying that the bill should instead face debate and possible amendments. This sets the bill back for 6 weeks at least. Good. I mean, I cannot believe that the American it wasn't on the news, man. That's all there is to it. It wasn't on the television. So the retards, I mean, unless you're somebody that's out there that actually gives a shit and realizes what's going on around you and wants to know why. I mean, a lot of people, how many people, I got to wonder if I come up to and I've talked about this, and I talk about Sections 1021 and 1022 of the National Defense Authorization Act for the indefinite detention and military arrest without due process of the law. Oh, I'm for the military. In particular, Senator Paul is seeking two amendments, one which ends NDAA authorization for indefinite detention of suspects. Yeah, because that is a blatant violation. This is what we're talking about when we talk about the War Powers Act. And I want to hear one of them come up and start talking about that. I want to hear one of Rand Paul come up and talk about how the common law courts have been removed from this country, how the people's authority has been taken from them illegitimately through force of arms, been removed from them. How that Bill of Rights is that common law. And this is what we're talking about right here, people. Sections 1021, indefinite detention of suspects, and another related to the authorization for military use, Section 1022, by military force. Something that has added to the House version, but later quietly removed by the Senate, by the Speaker. I guess that they put this in this amendment to say, you know, we need to get that out of there. That is blatant in your face, goddamn tyranny. Oh, and the Speaker, you know, oh, what the hell is Mitch McConnell, that dirtbag piece of old puscule shit? You know, we take that out. Shh, shh, don't tell nobody. We got to be able to lower the boom on these goddamn Americans when old Donnie gets the goddamn police state revved up. Indeed, Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman Senator John McCain, Republican Arizona, was critical of any delay on any grounds. I'm sure you are, you industrial military complex whore. You piece of tripe. God, what's with that brain cancer, man? I thought it was aggressive. You're punking this brain cancer. Get with the program here. When that wretched bastard dies, I will have a drink and smoke a cigar. Was critical of any delay on grounds, insisting the bill and its huge spending increase, huge spending increase for the Pentagon it stole. Well, $19 trillion frickin' dollars from us? Oh, we just don't know where it's at. It's missing. Pallets of $100 bills. It's just missing. We need more. Could you stop eating poor people? And you know, I've been noticing, you know, they're coming up with this thing, we're going to help the middle class, help the middle class. You know what? The middle class is not the majority in this goddamn country anymore. They're saying just really fuck most of you people out there. We're not even acknowledging you, and they haven't for a whole long goddamn time. What they're calling middle class, I mean, these are working poor anymore, people. And you know it's the truth. Let's see, where were we at here? Let's see, where the hell was it? Detention, a military refugee inversion, quietly removed, okay. Indeed, Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman Senator John Dirty Rotten Bastard McCain, treasonous, you know, the Vietnam-era traitor who listened to his men be tortured over in the Hanoi Hotel while he was laying in a goddamn hospital bed screwing a Korean chick, man, and knocking her up twice, was critical of any delay on any grounds, insisting the bill and its huge spending increase are a solemn obligation. Not like that Bill of Rights. That ain't no solemn obligation. We piss on it daily. We're talking about defense spending. We're talking about going to other people's countries and murdering them and taking their resources and handing them over to our Jewish king, Netanyahu. By the way, I noticed I played blind, man. I forgot that that was Aerosmith. All the Aerosmith will be removed. I will never play it again. I seen Aerosmith over there sucking on Netanyahu's ass today, and that will be the end of Aerosmith being played in this broadcast. Solemn obligation for the Senate to pass without delay. Other senators have repeatedly been angry with Senator Paul for not getting their way on bills, but the military spending bill is such a large one, it's likely to be particularly unpopular to debate. Oh, yeah, if you came up on the floor, how are you going to defend military arrest and indefinite detention? What's wrong with that basic idea? Let's see. Now, this is absolute law. This cannot be changed. It cannot be touched. It's like your nose. You're born with it. You can't even get rid of it if you want to. The fourth article to the People's Bill of Rights reads, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. That would be, that military arrest just really wouldn't fit in with that, would it? Which one is it? The government's military arrest that is superior law? I mean, their authority to do, they're claiming this authority under the documents, I mean, the Constitution, right? So, I mean, is it, we got a question here. Is it there, do they have the right to have their military law override that fourth article? Well, the ninth article says, the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. End of, there's no question, there's no argument here. Either the son of a bitch says what it says and is what it is, or it isn't. The fifth article, no person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime, unless on a presentment of an indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land or naval forces or in the militia when in actual service in time of war or public danger. Well, we're not in the militia in public danger in time of war, but we are under the War Powers Act, which is a suspension of the Bill of Rights, where they're claiming the authority against, past the ninth article. The ninth article, it forbids the Trading with Enemies Act and the War Powers Act from existing. They cannot exist. The two cannot exist. One has to go, and evidently they're saying the ninth article has to go along with the rest of the Bill of Rights, aren't they? Nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice in jeopardy of life or limb. Tell the Hammonds that. Nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of the law as described in the rest of the Bill of Rights. Nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. And again, that ninth article says that these cannot be touched. No authority created by government within the bounds of the Constitution, which is the only authority they can possibly have, can trump this. Okay. Oh, I said Trump, didn't I? That was a Freudian slip, perhaps. Unpopular debate indeed. Oh, I like this one. Far-left militia group claiming 30-plus branches nationwide training for civil war with conservatives. Which side you guys going to take, theirs or Trump supporters? Man, I'm sitting here and I am in a dilemma. This is after, he's back in a police state, and then you got the communists. Man, which one do I want to be? This is from Civil War, sent in by Jim for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. It's beginning to look a lot like the 1990s again when Bill Clinton's famous liberalism and fears of government takeovers followed by gun bans inspired the creation of right-leaning militia organizations willing to stand and fight against imagined tyranny. Boy, is it imagined, people? Did I just imagine what I just heard, that son of a bitch and dictator on the other side of the issue? Not really. They're the same. They shit through the same hole if you really look, step back and look, don't they? But I love this creation, imagined tyranny. God damn, if this is imagined tyranny, I'd hate to see what the fuck the real thing looked like, wouldn't you? Only this time, yes, go ahead.
Hey, you ever notice how they ever try to put it like the militia is not part of the Bill of Rights? Like it's just some type of crazy group that, you know what I'm saying, that just wants to overthrow the government. You ever notice that?
Oh, absolutely.
It's part of the second article. Of the second article.
Well, the Bill of Rights, everything aside. The Bill of Rights, in its essence, says that we have the right to defend ourselves in any situation, my friend. We have the right to defend our rights in any situation. And we all are born militia. You know, we talk about, let's look at Tetch Koch. Hang on a second here. I told you to get this, Dion. And Tetch Koch, mm-hmm. This is the fellow, this guy was there. He was one of the people that put the second article as a part of the First Amendment to the Constitution, which was the Bill of Rights in its totality. Who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. The unlimited power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments. But where I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of the people. As civil rulers, and boy, we can sure see this one happening today. As civil rulers, not having their duty to the people duly before them, may attempt to tyrannize. They've gone past attempting. They have tyrannized the hell out of us. And as the military forces, which must be occasionally raised, which now is he back when he wrote this, it was against the founding documents to have a standing army. So I mean, he's not talking about the standing military. He's talking about when you occasionally have to raise forces because you're going to war. And he's talking about and as military forces must be occasionally raised, under the direction of Congress and funded by Congress, and we're starting the war. This is what the war is. We're declaring war. The war is over when this happens. I mean, we got this wars on these ism. Oh, it'll last next 100 years because it's really beneficial to the industrial war complex. Raised to defend our country might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens, more to the injury of citizens of people. I mean, they never, like when this guy's talking about it, he never, could imagine about, the 190 countries that this UN military with a U.S. brand on it has went to tyrannize the people of other countries. But their fellow citizens, I mean, this is how far removed it was even from the thinking back then. The people are confirmed by the next article in their right to keep and bear their private arms. And that is every terrible instrument. That means you have a bazooka. If you can afford it, you can have an A-bomb. Oh, but you couldn't be trusted with it, but these son of a bitches can? Who are the only son of a bitches to ever kill somebody with an A-bomb? Oh, the son of a bitches that can be trusted and we can't. That's kind of interesting, don't you think? Anyway, back to this, this stupid right-leaning militias. Only this time around, it's the far left that is doing the preparing. Well, man, I've seen these monkey boogers, and I'm not really very impressed, to be honest with you. And, but of course, they will incorporate the MS-13 gang members and all the other murderers they have. Well, just like this fellow up in Portland, that's a part of this group of communists that are, making up the other side in this division of our people where we're supposed, the 75% who want to destroy both of them, we're supposed to divide into these two camps and kill each other for them, but I don't see it happening that way. A web-based group that keeps an eye on left-wing militancy is reporting that one movement claiming at least 30 branches nationwide are preparing members to wage civil war against conservatives and Trump supporters. Which side are you going to take, people? As noted by Far Left Watch, a recent controversial ad put out by the National Rifle Association featuring conservative talk radio host and Fox News contributor Dana Loesch is what it looks like, was denounced big time by far-left organizations and liberal publications that claimed it was nothing more than a call to violence. And, you know, I was watching it, too, and this is the game they're playing. It's still the same 20 to 25% that made up of the communists and the National Socialists, these goddamn Trumpers and the goddamn communists that are, I mean, they're playing. This election, have you noticed the election just never really kind of stopped people? We're still seeing pictures of Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton up there with goddamn approval ratings. I guess we're in constant election mode, just like we're at constant war. But this is them trying to foster these two camps. To piss you off, you know, at the communists so bad that you'll go join with the Trumpers, but we done seen the Trumpers. They want to be able to beat the hell out of us. They want to, if they're corporate cops, to be able to beat the hell out of us, kill us. Spike pointed out, he goes, you kill one of their dogs. Like, hell, you kick one of their dogs. That's assaulting the police officer. This is your one choice, okay? This goddamn totalitarian police state. But in the end, guys, what's the truth is when you look at that asshole, they're all coming out together because they all shit through the same asshole. They're all the same people, which you see anytime an issue with Israel comes up. Boy, they ain't really that divided at all. They, right now, at the top, see, there is a divide. It's called the filthy rich haves and the rest of us, okay? But what they want us to do, they're sitting up there and pretending, well, we're going to pretend like we're mad at each other. You make a camp over there, you can be the general. And I'll make a camp over here. I'll be the general. And we'll order the troops. I mean, just like the fiefdoms used to do in the old days. We'll order the peasants out there and just let them slaughter each other. We'll kick back on the hill and watch it all happen. And bloodlust. They love this shit, too. And then we can sip some wine and watch them murder each other to a man. And then when it's all over, we got rid of the real problem, which was them. We're the only threat to their monarchy, their world monarchy, aren't we? And that's really, and they'll sit there, wait, good job, General. And they'll be shaking hands and patting each other on the back, just like old Donald Trump was, oh, Hillary, we owe her a thanks, man, what she's done for us. Guys, we just got to love old Hillary after they played war, huh? Same shit, people. This is right out of Carr's book, Pawns in the Game. This is exactly what they're doing, but people aren't falling for it. That's what's really pissing them off. That's why you're going to, when you see this totalitarian buildup of the police state, that is designed for you and me. I mean, they'll talk about Chicago, and the Chicago things will go on as they always went in Chicago. But they will, once they get their new powers, the cops can just come in. Well, that guy was resisting, and so we killed him. And it's perfectly legal. Look here, we wrote it down on a piece of paper, and we signed our name to it. This is designed to push us, this will push a large portion of the population towards the communists as being the opposition, the only opposition to these pricks. And then the communists, on the other hand, with the transgenders and raping our children and, you know, all this filth that they put out, that's to drive you to the other one. So the 75% who want no part of this shit, the 75% who want their Bill of Rights, who want their common law, who want to live in peace with the goddamn world and be prosperous, in which we should be because we're on the richest piece of real estate on planet Earth. Well, there's people there. We got to make a decision. Are we going to go with the communists? Are we going to go with the conservative Trumpers and just kill those communists? Why the communists are killing us? Why Trump and Hillary, they'll be sitting in a room together. He'll probably be filling whatever it is between her legs up and getting off watching us kill each other. And when it's all done, they'll look at each other and go, solved that problem, didn't we? Because that is what is going on. That is the agenda, people. Make no mistake about it. Where were we? Far left. Okay. Increasingly enough, Far Left Watch noted the recent spike in political violence has come overwhelmingly from the left. And yeah, George Soros financed or being out there. This is to force the other people to divide into a camp. You know, it's not no political debate. There's going to be violence. Well, I mean, there's two crowds going to fight. I'm standing back. I despise every son of a bitch in each crowd. But geez, I got to go down there and join with one of them. Right? Wrong. How about the 75% of us just go down there and kill every son of a bitch in one of the 25% made up of the communist and the national fascist? That's what I think we ought to do. Just me. And then we could have our Bill of Rights. We could have our common law. We could have peace. We could actually enjoy our goddamn lives and the prosperity of our country that we own. And while we're at it, we could go take back all the wealth that has been stolen and just really kind of kick back and relax for a while because we have been under the pressure for quite a time now. Even more concerning is the growth of far-left organizations openly advocating armed struggle, especially considering the targeted shooting of Republican Majority Whip Steve Scalise and three others by a deranged left-wing activist. And we've seen this shit back in the 70s, Bill Meyer. They were bombing. You know them communists bomb, killed people all over the United States? And now they're on TV. They're teaching in colleges and shit. Because, like I said, at the top, they all shit through the same hole. And we're the threat to them. The 75% who do not want communism, who will not accept communism, who will not accept a totalitarian dictatorship under any kind of ism, we are what they have to destroy. We've stopped voting. We are armed to the frickin' teeth. We're understanding the situation better and better every day, even though they like our site. They try to keep you choked out. They don't want nobody to hear anything you have to say. Why would they? I mean, if you're in the right, I like a good argument. If somebody wants to argue with me, they think they're in the right. I welcome the argument, wouldn't you? But no, this is called crushing dissent, and this is what this totalitarian police state is going to be used for. It's not, they'll put it up, you know, under the guise, all of these so-called conservatives, Donald Trump, you know, the voters, the retards. They will jump in behind old Donald Trump. Yeah, that's a problem. Some goddamn niggers down in Chicago. Let's just say the cops can just kill any of them bad dudes. And we'll decide who's a bad dude, and that's your due process. Some bureaucrat decide that's a bad, no, I mean that, it's just an enforcer on the street. You're a bad dude. The king's men can just kill you at a whim. And do it with complete impunity. I mean, talking about, you know, the laws are against the cops. I mean, all you people out there, you freedom loving people. God damn it. I mean, this is an insult to our intelligence, but they're not. They're trying to get in that 75%. If they could just go and say, you're going over there and you're going over there, now shoot at each other, they would do it. But they couldn't do that, could they? They think that we're so goddamn stupid that we could be manipulated into killing one another when it's them we want to kill. It's them that is causing the misery in our lives. Anyways, guys, we're at the top of the hour, and we got to get ready for It's Time to Break Free with David Rock, and we're going to do that. And stay tuned, and we will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, stay tuned for David, and that is The Word from the Trenches.